This is the Prosperous Feminine Podcast with Julie Steelman. Julie shares uncommon wisdom on feminine ways of becoming fully resourced so you can help save our beautiful planet. Listen in if you want to heal your money story and do your part to birth a planet forward consciousness.
Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome back to the Prosperous Feminine. Can we just take a breath for a minute? Because I really want to invite you into a safe haven of empowering conversations and transformative insights. I'm Julie Steelman. I'm your host, and I'm here to guide you on a journey toward financial liberation and inner peace. And today, what we're going to talk about is how to handle money stress as an entrepreneur, a female entrepreneur over 50. The first thing is that we've got to really dive in deep because this topic, a lot of us can relate to, right? Money stress. We got into business because we want financial liberation. We want our freedom, and we want to be doing work that matters to us. And as feminine entrepreneurs, we often carry the weight of financial responsibility very heavily on our hearts while balancing the demands of our businesses and our personal lives, right? We're juggling a lot. And it's important to understand that all of us experience money stress, and that it's absolutely not a reflection of your worth or your capabilities. It's actually a natural response to the challenges and uncertainties that we actually face on this journey. Because what I want to tell you about being an income acceleration coach, and I tell all my clients this, that the financial prosperity part of our business and everything that goes with it is a journey into sovereignty. It's a journey into personal freedom, and it requires us to have the skills of self-leadership. And we got to take a moment here to honor ourselves with compassion, because you chose to do something that not everybody's wired to do, and that is to follow your heart and your passion. And I want to honor you and acknowledge you for doing that. And so just for a minute, if it's safe to do so, close your eyes, and I want you to take a breath, and I want you to just release any judgments or self-criticisms you may be holding about your financial situation, because you're not alone. I'm in this with you. Please come join the Prosperous Feminine Sisterhood on Facebook, because this is exactly why we need to unify, right? Is because you and every other woman doing business are worthy of abundance and prosperity. Yeah? Okay. So let's explore three distinctive teaching points that I want to share with you that'll help break free from money stress so that you can step into a place of abundant empowerment, what I like to call richly abundant mindset. And the richly abundant mindset, it's like, can you feel the energy shift when we say a richly abundant mindset? Because there's more than enough money on the planet for us all to have more than enough. And all of us, even those at the top, experience ebbs and flows, successes and losses. And that this first step in overcoming money stress is about shifting out of scarcity. And scarcity is really a victim mentality, right? Oh, there's not enough for me. I'm not enough. That I'm not doing it right. What I'm offering, people are not into. It becomes a little bit self-narcissistic, right? And it's actually not true. That as a richly abundant woman who's fully capable, has all the creativity and all the tools that you need, you have to focus not on what you lack, but on cultivating a generative, gratitude-oriented mindset for what is this asking of me? How is this lack of money or success growing me? How is this helping me get to the next best creative offer? Because that's what a richly abundant woman would do, right? Take 5 minutes to grieve your money stress, and then I want you to get busy. Because what we've got to do is take a moment every day to affirm our worthiness of abundance, of being richly abundant women, and visualizing that financial success, that goals are manifesting with ease and grace. And that by aligning, we have to be really aligned. And so my second teaching point is that when you're having money stress, you've overspent, or you haven't made enough, or your offer didn't land the way you wanted it to, or you priced something too low, or you're overgiving, all of those things, we all do all of this. We have to move into a new level of alignment. And that requires us to really truth tell to ourselves about where are we overgiving. I recently had a situation, I had to release a client, and I had to really look at, there were things on their side that were irrational and questionable. There were decisions that they made that didn't align for them, but I didn't know that until we were farther in. And I had to look at how I lean in too much and how I overgive. And so when it ended up being clear that we were not a right fit for each other, and I decided to release her from my programs and my coaching, that I had to step into a new level of looking at my alignment on how much I invest, because I was leaning in a little too much. And I want them to lean in and to actually have a lot of their own learnings, right? And so these are very fine lines. And we've got to be in really clear alignment about what we're willing to give and who we're willing to give that to. And in what program, how much do people get versus how much do people get if they're in private coaching with us, right? That alignment is critical. And that when there's money wobbles and there's situations where we refund people, even though they signed a non-refundable agreement, that we have to relook at and refocus our alignment, because that's where the sense of abundance comes from. That's where we have to be honest with ourselves and open to receive that there's a new blessing coming in. And when we shift like that, we're willing to do our work in these hard moments by realigning around what we're really up to and what we're really after and who we really want to work with and how we really want to help them, new energy opens up. Here's the interesting thing. As soon as I made all these decisions and we got to a place where they signed the agreement, it wasn't even 5 minutes later, someone booked a discovery session with me. And I've had that conversation with them, and it was very generative. It was new energy, right? And that's what we want to do, is we need to open up new energy. So if we pick up the scab too long of money stress, it's very difficult to let new energy come in. Okay. And this requires self-compassion, and it requires a lot of self-truth-telling, but that's our job, because as a leader, you're going to get stretched and grow. And as you stretch and grow, you're going to attract in even more right fit clients because they're willing to stretch and grow. And, you know, I want to talk about that whenever you feel that weight of money stress creeping in and it has you self-doubt because of it, I want you to pause and offer yourself some words of love and encouragement that a woman of rich abundance would say to you, that inner wise woman, because you're doing the best that you can. And if you can't tell yourself that, you can listen to this again. And it's okay to ask for help when needed. I asked for help. I leaned into my wing woman. I leaned into my business coach and mentor. I leaned into one of my very closest and dearest friends who understands this entire thing and had to look at all sides of this. And so money stress requires us to understand the practical, but also to lean into the spiritual and lean into support. If you don't have support, come to the Prosperous Feminine Sisterhood on Facebook, because we got you, okay? And so my third teaching point about this is, now it's time to take empowered action. Now that you've gotten some realignment and you've owned your parts in it and you've become generative again, right? You've got to stand in your financial power, because you have it, sister, or you wouldn't be doing this. But remember that you're on a journey of sovereignty first and foremost. You have to identify the areas of your business and how you're managing your finances where you can make positive changes and make small steps forward to get and reclaim your financial freedom. Maybe you need to start charging more. Maybe the next time you make a private coaching offer, you reduce the amount of hours, but you keep the price the same. There's a lot of ways to shape shift, right? Maybe you do a mini offer to just kind of get back on track, because mostly what you need during money stress is to be in that feedback loop with clients who love you, adore you, and are ready and willing to take the coaching that you're offering them. We need to be in that receptive feedback loop. So what's the empowered action step you can take? Maybe you need to stop spending money for a little while. Maybe you need to pay down your debt. Maybe you need to increase your rates. Maybe you need to reduce your client load. Maybe you need to look at shifting your offerings to simplify everything. More often than not, I find that people engage in very complicated offerings, and that's the biggest challenge, because you're trying to go after all the money instead of focusing, clarifying, and simplifying. Okay. So whether you need to make a clear financial goal, which you don't have one, please do, because money is attracted to clarity. Creating a budget or seeking a support from a mentor or financial advisor, or working with someone like me, where we get a system for your soul work that sells, where that arc of how you work with your customer is super clear, your pricing is super clear. I want you to know that every action you take is actually bringing you closer to the financial freedom that you want. And that's really what I want for you. And so as we come to the end of our episode, I want to leave you with a few empowering affirmations to help carry you on this journey forward and get out of the money stress and get back into a richly abundant mindset. I release all fears and doubts about money, knowing that abundance flows freely through me and to me, that money is a tool for transformation, and I'm being transformed and my clients are being uplifted. Money is my ally, and it requires me to stay aligned, and I'm willing to do that work. I trust in the divine timing of my financial blessings and remain open to receiving abundance in unexpected ways. You got it? You got this. Okay. So just remember, you're capable of transcending money stress and turning yourself back to the radiantly, richly abundant woman that you are, and stepping into a new life and a new business. And it's time to up-level what you're doing. That's all that's being asked here. So I get that the bills are due, and I get that there's money that you need to pay, but we got to get you back into your richly abundant mindset where you can be creative and generative, because I have no doubt in my mind that you are capable of generating money fast and quickly to get back on track. Trust your inner wisdom and know that you're supported every step of the way. Thank you for listening to The Prosperous Feminine. I'm Julie Steelman. Please subscribe below. I can't wait to meet you one day. Come on over and join the Prosperous Feminine Sisterhood on Facebook, and let's get to know each other. Until next time, remember, you are a richly abundant woman.
Thanks for listening to the Prosperous Feminine podcast with Julie Steelman. If you love what you heard, please share this podcast with a friend, and be sure to subscribe, rate, and review at Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen in.